One of the most contentious primaries for the state house next week pits Democratic Representative Summer Lee against North Braddock Borough Councilor Chris Rowland. While Lee is an ardent progressive, Rowland favors a more moderate approach. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports the race brings long simmering tensions within the Democratic Party to the surface.
Lee easily won her first term in House District 34 over a longtime incumbent in 2018. That made Lee the first Black woman from Allegheny County to serve in the Pennsylvania legislature, where she represents parts of the Mon Valley, Pittsburgh, and some eastern suburbs. The Swissvale resident thinks that as a state rep, she's shined a light on critical but long overlooked issues.
Like a Greening Deal, like single-payer health care, we've advanced around dignity for incarcerated women, around police accountability, all these kind of different issues that we've been talking about, a living wage instead of just thinking about a minimum wage.
But Lee's unapologetic advocacy has sometimes caused friction with local trades unions and less progressive factions in her party. In fact, the Allegheny County Democratic Committee endorsed her opponent for the June 2nd primary. Chris Rowland has been a member of the North Braddock Borough Council since 2010. He and Lee both support abortion rights and stricter gun laws. But Rowland portrays himself as more of a pragmatist.
We just need a strong voice that's going to sit and have a conversation with people that may have a different view of what they want to see.
For example, Rowland says while he backs more rigorous regulations and taxes on natural gas drilling, he supports the fracking industry and welcomes manufacturing. Economic fortunes have withered in some of the district's communities. The legacy of steel's decline.
I think that when you look at some of the manufacturing jobs that are in the district, a lot of the communities rely on that funding for their tax base.
Some of Rowland's supporters, like Braddock Council President Robert Parker, say Rowland's more moderate approach makes him better positioned to steer investment to the district.
I think Chris will make a change. I think Chris will be easier to work with because he's a listener and he wants to get things done.
Lee, meanwhile, wants to halt fracking, at least until more is known about its health and environmental impacts. In recent years, her district has become increasingly diverse, and a quarter of its residents are Black. Lee is concerned about the price they've already paid for industries whose pollution can harm public health.
And it's not fair that our communities and communities like that are always made to make those sacrifices, always have to face those very difficult choices, where we would probably like our community to go in a different direction.
Another place where the candidates differ is police accountability. The topic has received more attention since 2018 when an officer fatally shot Black teenager Antoine Rose, who was unarmed. Lee responded by seeking a host of reforms, like rewriting the rules on when police can use deadly force. Rowland says he'd want to consult with police unions on that idea, but they've long resisted it. Rowland says one solution could be to consolidate police departments. He's been studying the concept with other municipal leaders as a means to increase officer pay and provide better training.
And our goal out of that was to have diversity in our department, transparency, accountability.
Rowland hopes changes like these will improve police community relations. But Lee says to bridge those divisions in a lasting way, people from marginalized groups must help to shape policies. And she says that means the Democratic Party establishment should support more diverse candidates and stop resisting change within its ranks.
You know, it benefits them that things stay that way, but the new ones come with new ideas and come with a new perspective. How do you integrate those two things?
Lee's supporters say neither the Democratic Party nor the legislature will change without grassroots pressure. That's why Nicholas O'Rourke of the Working Families Party says his organization will spare no expense on this race.
There's so much at stake here, and so we are so committed to making sure that she who has a vision for a cleaner, healthier, sustainable future, that she remains in office.
There's no Republican on the ballot, which means voters will likely decide the direction their district will take on June 2nd. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.